going on, Vic?
What's going on, papi?
Nothing ¿Qué pasó? Much, man. Just chilling, hanging in there. Want to welcome everybody back to another episode on Follow Vic. If this is your first episode, obviously, my name is Jack.
And I am your host, Vic. Right. We've been friends for 23 years.
Too long.
Both veterans. I served Army. Your boy here was on the ships.
Yeah.
Navy boy.
And now here we are making jokes.
And here we are, making fat jokes on women because we're so shitty about ourselves. No, I'm kidding.
Because our insecurities.
This is for our mental health. This is how we, I don't know, people go out and play beer pong and drink every day. And some people do podcasts. You know, there's other veteran podcasts.
And drink every day.
This is water.
So on today's show, we're going to get into some updates. It's actually been a bit over a week.
It's been a couple of weeks, but
then we're going to get into Jack's news with some big problems airlines are having with people sending weenie pictures to everyone else. And then after that, we'll get into how Illinois plans on fixing their equality and crime issues all in one.
That's so great. But if you're listening on to YouTube right now, go ahead and like, subscribe, because they put us back in the dark, Jack. Remember, they deleted our whole Instagram, and I feel like right now we are hidden. We were going from over 2,000-3,000 views to now we're chopping down. They're chopping us down. They're catching on.
Right.
They don't like us. I don't know why.
Nah, it's
the meta.
We're just too real, man. We're just too real.
We don't even get paid. Nah. It's just for fun. Just hanging out, man. That's all we're doing.
Free.
Just two morons talking on a fucking podcast. That's all we're fucking doing.
So we'll just jump into this. I don't know if you've ever seen in my dad's closet growing up, he had this fucking projector from like the 60s. He's never turned it on.
I've never
seen it. The fucking thing has, well, it's been in either a basement or an attic. Never come out ever. Mm-hmm. So I moved back and he's trying to unload all of his shit that he's never going to see again before he dies. Yeah. So he's like, yeah, take this. And I swear to you, he either stole it or it was given to him because I hooked it up and it, again, from the 60s, right? Fucking thing starts up. It's like an old school fucking. Yeah. It's got the reels and everything, dude. It looks pretty cool.
We'll have to talk to John Austin. Yeah. John Austin will probably know about that. It's backwards, dude.
So there's a couple of videos on there, right? Mm-hmm. And
what do you mean videos? Like, because
a couple
they're
of
programmed
reels.
In there already?
No, there's no programming. These are reels. I had to run the film through this fucking thing.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So there's a wedding video. There's a vacation video, and then there's one of an old school. Again, from the 60s, Italian parade, you know, have you used to have those up and down for the festivals? Yeah. Old school.
Now, these are recordings from him or these are like movies that you would buy, like the film?
What do you mean that you can buy?
Like these are films you can buy in the store or these are all recordings from like a thing he had?
These are all somebody else's family videos. These are home videos.
Nice.
Right.
You got to look through them and see if there's any, you know.
Yeah, I was looking to see if anybody was getting, because you got to imagine the first time someone took a photo, the set, you know, and was like, oh my God, I learned how to take, you know, he took a dick pic.
Yeah. Hey, let's just record as fucking just to see, you know, what this has.
But I'm only really going to comment on the vacation video because I thought that was fucking dope. Shit was different, man. Back then, like fucking everyone smoking cigarettes, blowing the smoke into the kids' faces.
Yeah, that's why we're living COVID right now. We're not dead.
Yeah.
That's because we've been fucking drinking fountain water out of a park with lead poisoning.
Yeah. I mean, even back in when I was young, I still remember, like, we had seatbelts sat in the back, fucking 5 years old. My dad's fucking smoking cigarettes.
They didn't
my
mom's have
smoking cigarettes.
In the
back. You just open the window and... My safety was the back of my dad's chair in case we ever got. Oh, man. So, yeah, everyone's drinking fucking Coke. Everyone's coked out of their minds because Coke's still in the Coke. Like the actual cocaine is in the Coke. You know, you see all these crazy things, and we've come a long way as Americans, man. I'm super proud of the progress that we've made.
Yeah, I mean, some pluses, some minuses.
No, well, I'm going to point out a couple of really big things. Like, instantly, you'll spot, because there's not a lot of these films out there, right? A lot of these home videos from the 60s. I don't know if anybody has a setup like that, but first, and there were some super long shots taken to the beach. Right, just all up and down.
Just rephrase me. I'm a little bit retarded. Is this in color? I'm just trying to imagine.
Yeah,
it. Yeah,
right? Yeah. Okay. And nothing but white people.
Well, it's Europe.
I don't. It just looked like you know how when a military video is coming by and people are in uniform, it just kind of starts to look like the background's moving.
Yeah,
it's just like a ripple because everyone's in uniform. That's exactly what the fuck that looked like. It was. Yeah. Insane. And we'll get back to this.
Yeah.
Right. Second, there's, I gotta say thank you ladies for letting us design your clothing. Because that old swim, old swim shit. Oh my God. Fucking horrible.
We needed more.
Everybody looked like an old school sailor, fucking full one, you know, with the fucking cone titties. Everybody looks like they're wearing birthday yeah. hats on their fucking chest. It's terrible.
Thank God gay people started coming out and doing yeah.
clothing. That's actually a main part of this. You know, how glad I am, how diverse things have been. Because me and you, right, and we're fucking 90s kids, right, in 1988. Yeah. But, you know, we're born and raised in Queens, New York. And when I went to the beach, it was not that.
I can't even remember.
Well,
it wasn't that great, you know, when you go to the beach.
No, I thought it was great. I loved it. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that it wasn't all white people. You yeah. know what I mean? But you had the Hispanic family with all nine kids and they were playing Rockaway, music.
116?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
What did you expect? You're in Europe. If you're looking at a film from Italy in 1960s, it's going to be a little different from Rockaway
Beach. Huge difference, though. 1996. And it just jumped out at me like, oh my God, this is nuts.
Yeah.
And I'm all right. So for those watching, I'm married to a Puerto Rican, and dude, I do not miss any of the family functions that they have.
I'm surprised you didn't come in with every single one. Say you said my name.
Yeah, dude, I was raised. I went to high school that was 92% Asian. Like there's no room for anybody to really be thinking like that right now is any worse than it was. In the 1960s, like now it's awesome. I fucking love it. Mm. And especially when I go to these parties, I love being like the only white guy there. Mm-hmm. Because
you don't look fully white with the beard and everything. You know, you could pass a little Hispanic.
Pass as a Muslim. Right. I do. I swear to God, I could. If I didn't trim this all nice and I just left it.
You don't got like darker features by your. Why summer, just continue? Continue the story. Jesus.
I get stopped. Right. No. So I'll go with like this shirt. I was gonna tell this story. I wrote it all down, and the shirt I wore was this exact shirt. So, and everybody else there is wearing like you know dark clothing or white and black. I don't know what it was about that generation. You know, there's. Spanish music going on, this fucking rice and beans, fucking empanadas, the whatchamacallit, fucking Coronas are getting passed around, yeah. And bam, there's this fat Italian kid in this bright orange shirt just running around the yard. So it's funny, man. I love it. I like standing out. It works for me.
You like standing out now. I like to blend in. I don't want to be the guy everyone's looking at.
I don't know, man. I mean, I am like that with cigarettes. It's always a good time.
I mean, listen, I've been trying to quit for a long time. It's not going to work. But like, I'll go out to a party or this and that. I'll be like pretty much out of 100. It'd be like 1 in 100 people that smoke, or unless people are just doing other things. That there's got to be something people do to get very over their urge left. And their hump.
Speaking of cigarettes specifically,
but I stick out.
Very few people.
Yeah.
So
I'll be in a group outside and I'll be lighting up a cigarette. And I'd be like, I'm the only one that smokes here. Right. And then like, everyone's like looking and I don't want to get it in their face. I'm a respectful smoker. I'm not the guy that's like, I don't give a fuck. like we were when we were kids. Like our parents would, you know, on our christening, and fucking my dad would probably take the cigarette and blow it in our face, like, hey, I'd be up till 3 a.m. Like, what the fuck? I'm like 6. What are we doing?
Yeah. 10 years old. You got fucking smoker's lung.
And now they tell me, oh, we were
trying to run bases and you're like, hold on.
Coach, I'm going to pack in a dip.
Yeah. Oh yeah. For those in the Midwest.
Yeah. What else we got on your roll?
Oh, so, and I finally got the jacuzzi working. So now about to jump in. Yeah. So now I have that going on in my place. What a fucking hassle though, bro. I needed to fix the plumbing and then I filled it with water to clean it out. And I just dumped the cleaner in because I don't read instructions. Just
the whole fucking eyeball it.
No.
Oh, I was about to say. I'm like, what do you just need? But the thing is,
I don't know how many gallons of water are in my jacuzzi, right? So it's like, oh, for 100 gallons, pour 1 tablespoon. And I'm like, but I don't know how many hundreds of gallons. You definitely
have, like, it's got to be 400 or 500 gallons, that jacuzzi.
I don't know. I just kind of eyeballed it, and the whole backyard was full of fucking bubbles for hours.
Really? That's weird, because I'm looking at it. I know what a 50-gallon fish tank looks like, and from what I remember, your jacuzzi fits two people in there. I would assume it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, it's like 500 gallons? Right. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know. Who knows? I said, this looks good. And
next thing you know,
well, it's clean. I know.
You're clean. You're good till 2017.
My grass, 2027. My grass has never been shinier.
Really?
No
dead spots?
Killed a lot of shit.
Yeah. Oh, man. The environmental people are going to flag us now.
But hey, I have my jacuzzi working now. So what about you, man? What's going on with you?
Oh, what's going on with me? So, hey, I wrote this down. This was last week. I try to do nice things occasionally here and there. So I woke up. I don't know why. I just couldn't sleep. I woke up. It was like around 5 o'clock in the morning on a It was Tuesday morning. I woke up around 5-ish. And right around 5:30, I said, you know, I kind of want to do something I haven't done in a while. So I was trying to be a good guy, you know, a great guy. You know, I said, let's get tickets to the zoo. Which, amazing, by the way, especially especially if you're a veteran, the Bronx Zoo. I went to the Bronx Zoo. It's a zoo enough, but I actually went to the zoo in the zoo. But yeah, so we get there and like I purchased 2 tickets. It came out to $89 plus tax was like $92. But if you're a veteran, you're free and up to 3 guests are like $10, I think it was. So I ended up and I donated. I'm like, all right, you know what? If they got my ticket, I'll pay for like if we have an extra guest. So
totally paid, worth signing up.
Yeah, it was $22 even done. $22. We're going to a fucking Bronx Zoo. It's 5:40 in the morning. I can't go to bed. Book the tickets. After like an hour, you know, I just get out of bed. I make myself a coffee. I'm looking outside. I'm like, oh, it should be like light by now, right? Had no idea. Fucking pouring rain. So I go back, yeah, and I'm like, oh, man. Yeah, but it weighs out. There's things that weighs out, but we'll get into that in a minute. So I'm like, oh, fuck. And I know, like, I don't mind. You know, like, when you're a military guy or just a guy in general, rain don't stop a good time. If you're focused, you want to do something, you just do it, right?
Yeah.
I get it. It might be a little inconvenient, but that's what rain jackets
are. I got a hat on most of the time.
Yeah, I had a hat in a fucking short sleeves fucking windbreaker. That was my
easy day.
Yeah, attire. But yeah, so like, anyway, I convinced her we're still going to go because I looked at the tickets. I'm like, why? You want to do this another time? And I look and it said, no, rain or shine. It's not unrefundable. Now, I'm not going to go crazy for $22, but I figured I just wanted to go, you know, me and Gib, we walked 7.5 miles that day. So we get down there. Now, this is the thing that sucks when it rains, right? You have your bad perks. You got one. Most of the food places are closed inside the park. Like they had one little thing where you can get pretzel, popcorn, and a drink. That's about it. But the pizzas, the French fries, and all that other shit was done. It like sucks $30. Being in the rain. You know, it didn't bother me, but it sucked. And just in general, just like, it's just a muggy, horrible day. But here's the good things. One, you get the park to yourself. I think there was maybe 2 other couples and a... like one other family of 3. I mean, it was amazing. Like, nice, I literally lit up cigarette. Yeah, I was lighting up a cigarette while walking in the Bronx and in the zoo, and no one was really saying anything. And, you know, when people pass, I would hide it. But it's not like I had 500 kids here, 500, like 10,000 different families. So that was great. We watched the Lions actually put up a show. The South African Lions, there was two of them. And I mean, we were there for like 15, 20 minutes. Usually, you know how people are. Oh, we'll go to the zoo. And then they look. And then by the end of the day, they're done. We were actually there for like 4.5 hours, 7.5 miles. Yeah. I think over 15,000 steps, something like that. We climbed a lot.
You went to the zoo and you did a hike.
Yeah. So it's like a hiking zoo. And we actually got to see shit. Yeah, that's the Lions good. Were great. They were fucking with each other, fighting, like pissing each other off. But you know, they were like, obviously, but it's crazy. They had the Lions, and then next to the Lions were like the African gazelles, the antelopes. I'm like that, like they're surrounded with their food. They can't get it.
Yeah. Though. Imagine that. Imagine being in a box next to another box that just has naked women.
Yeah. Motherfucker. You know we're getting zapped like 7 times a day.
But then this is another thing. Like, men, we don't look at the weather, we don't look at anything. This is why we just see something, we do something, and we then look at the weather and go, ah, fuck. But like I said, it didn't ruin my time. And then I don't know, I wrote this note here. It says grandma and grandchild. Now it's coming back to me. So there was like the grandma had definitely her grandchild. She was a lot older, but she came like she was going hiking. Like, she had the hiking bag, the
giggity.
She had the walking stick, and the kid, you can tell, was just like not into it. And she's like, oh, let's go look at the birds. Cause we ended up being in the birdhouse. That's like one of the first things we walked into. And we go to the birdhouse, and the kid's just sitting down with her head like this going, oh, and the grandma's going, oh, look, it's the white African chested black beak, blah, blah, blah. And the kid goes, and she's like only like 7 years old. Like, you could tell this girl just was like done for the day. And grandma just was like, nope, the day just begun. And I was like, I feel your pain, kid. I feel your pain. I bought tickets because I just try to be a great guy. I really didn't want to come here, but
that's why grandma's going through it. She spent that ticket cost her a fuck. She should have went to the military.
Yeah, it's $31. It's $31 a person, I think, or $41 a person. Senior citizens, I think, is $31. Yeah, I heard
totally worth signing up for that discount, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know. We'll do you four. You get to go into the zoo for free.
Yeah.
and then they complain. Then they're like, "Oh my god."
Yeah, why, but it is a great time. It discounts? Is a great time. Yeah, and you do get to like kind of. You get to kind of like make sure the animals stay, you know, I don't know. Oh yeah. That's another thing. You know how, like, when you're a kid, you got like the people that walk around and they walk with your class and they're like, you know, one of you were going to be, you know, a zookeeper
and all that.
And it's like, you look at these signs and it's like, save the planet, save this. And it's kind of like, now as an adult, it's like, I just want to look at the animals. Like, I don't want to read half this bullshit you guys got up here. Like, you're not fooling me anymore. Yeah, you're not fooling me anymore. I wish they would have fed half we got to see the seals. Those were nice.
Nice, nice.
I thought they weren't there because we were like, because, you know, we're the only ones there pretty much. Rhinos are huge. Did you know how huge rhinos were?
Yeah, they get big.
Big.
They get big.
Holy. Bigger than a Mini Cooper.
Do you remember the zoo in California?
I think we went to the safari, right?
They had some elephants there. No, they got some pretty good shit over there. And one of my friends actually became a zookeeper. So
really, I would love to know the background work in that. I mean, it must suck, I don't know. But it must be also rewarding.
She deals with the big ass turtles, the Galapagos fucking giant tortoises.
Yeah, I seen those there too.
Every once in a while.
They're like 4 to 6 feet.
Ah, dude, she loves her job. We actually caught up when I was there, and she goes on like these fucking, they're just adventures out into the fucking desert to go collect specimens and shit.
Oh, really?
And they go and grab some snakes and shit. And it's pretty fucking dope,
man. That is cool.
So there's, you know, for those that don't think school is where it's at, that's one thing that could get you a pretty decent job. And I think
it's never going to die out. You can't virtually go to the zoo in the future, you know?
No, now they have a bunch of cameras. Yeah, now, ever since COVID, you can literally just get live feed of animals.
That's stupid. At the zoo. You got to go there. I was trying to prevent it unless it rains. Unless it rains.
Unless it rains. Unless if it rains, like stick to virtual.
Yeah, check the weather before you buy shit. It'll never happen.
Or again. Don't. Be a man.
Yeah. Well, that was my be a man thing, too.
Nah, it's all good, man.
Football's
what
back.
What else you got?
Football's back.
Oh.
And by the way, might as well just get this out now. I won't be doing my little predictions on here because it just, I'm going to be honest, it takes up a lot of my time. And I got to do a lot of homework. So if you guys want to know my predictions and want to just get a little hint of where we could go, every Thursday, Sunday, Monday on our Instagram at Unfollow Vic Podcast, you can hit the story mode probably 2-3 hours before the game, and I'll have all my predictions in case you're a better, want to bet. But week one in the NFL, I mean, it was a crazy week. Underdogs were, they came out to play, man. Besides a few teams that dominated, I mean, the Bills dominated the Rams, which the Rams are the defending champions. The Bills came out there. Just like, for instance, like the Bears beat San Francisco, you know. But it was a shitty day. A lot of rain.
Weather-wise?
Yeah, weather-wise was horrible. I mean, even the cameras couldn't even, like, you watched that game on TV, you weren't really seeing much. That's how bad it was.
Really?
Steelers beat the Bengals. I'm pretty sure everyone had the Bengals on there. They missed a few field goals. Yep.
Was that yours? Was that your prediction?
I actually picked the Bengals. Yeah. I think out of the whole, I don't know how many games they were. I'm not counting. I only got, I think it's 6 of them I ended up getting wrong. And it was 6 upsets. And I love my New York Giants. I really do. But you know, if you get a bet Vegas, I really thought the Titans were going to win and the Giants end up winning by one. So,
Which
is rare, but we don't need to get into football. But
no,
yeah,
I mean, for those that watch it, I don't know if there's a lot that you know that, you know, I don't know if there's a lot of fans that, you know,
everyone watches football.
Everyone,
if you're listening to this podcast, I'm pretty sure you watch football at one point in your life, or you do watch it occasionally, you know, like, if you're a bar drinker, you go out to bars, you have Sunday fun days, you go into a bar, you get a glance at the screen, you get a watch. They know what they're talking about.
So this is the place to go for that?
Yeah, well, going to a bar is always better because they have multiple screens. The only thing it's going to cost you about $100, especially if you're there from one to the end.
Right.
I tried looking up fucking to buy and purchase the Red Zone app. I think they wanted like $60 a month. $60 a month for once a week and for 5 months out of the year? No fucking way. No, thank you. That's crazy. I'll keep streaming them.
But they make it. People buy it.
Yeah, well, people that fucking are loaded. Fantasy football. I've never lost week one in my life. I actually lost twice in both leagues. One league I lost by 1.70. I needed McManus, the Denver kicker, to kick that 64-yard field goal, which is far. If he kicked that field goal, I think he would have tied the record. I think 64 yards is the NFL record. Don't quote me. It was a hard kick. I get it. Derrick Henry really screwed me up. That's the thing. I have Derrick Henry in both leagues. I think he only got me right under 9 points. It was probably a little over 8. And
when all your eggs are in the same basket.
Yeah, but it's good when he does go off. It's bad when he doesn't go off. But like I said, I lost to someone that I didn't want to lose to by 1 point and 1.75. And the other league, I got blown out. I mean, I lost by over 38 points. So I'm going to hold in tight. Listen, I'm first and second place the last 2 years. So I'm keeping it strong. My team will pick up. Listen, if you had a running back, a top four? The four straight top four running backs did not do good, but the straight 1 through 4 wide receivers, even up to 5, did absolutely amazing. Cooper Kupp did amazing. Davante Adams, Stephon Diggs, Jamar Chase. I'm forgetting someone else, but they did fucking amazing. And that's about it, man. I mean, growing up sucks.
You wanna just bring up real quick on some other news, because I'm pretty sure a lot of people also watch the MMA fights, the fucking Nate Diaz fight. Just wanted to quickly congratulate Nate Diaz.
Congrats, Nate Diaz. Yep.
On his last fight, for winning that fight. It was an amazing fight. It was definitely an unorthodox fight, and I truly enjoyed myself. That was a good show.
I'm definitely, we're fans of Nate Diaz. One, I love his persona because it's all real. It's not, there is no, that's fucking Nate Diaz right there. That's what you're getting. He don't give a fuck. That's the attitude you should have, especially for UFC. That was his last fight, his contract. He couldn't wait just to get the fuck out of there. I hope they do a documentary on him, because not only the fighting part, but I really want to know how it was growing up, because I'm just taking a guess. The dude definitely had a little bit of a rough life, and I'm glad that Stockton. He was gifted to be in the UFC, make a little bit of money, and I hope he takes that money and does whatever he's got to do and builds off on it. But he's fucking...
Nah, he's got it.
He would be the last guy I would fight.
I would never want to fight him.
He's a savage. Only because I would rather get knocked out by the biggest dude than fight that motherfucker.
Yeah, but I'm not going to, like, I would be afraid to fight him because obvious reasons, but I honestly thought that if he had stuck to the original fight, if the fight was original, going to stick to the originally with Cosmod, I forgot his name.
You didn't make
weight,
bitch.
He would have gotten fucking destroyed.
I don't know. We don't know
wrecked.
That.
Wrecked.
Nah, I don't think so.
He would have gotten wrecked.
Nate, he's got like retarded strength, that dude.
He does. He does.
And he doesn't feel anything. Like, you watch his fights, like, he's bloody. He doesn't even know he's bleeding.
He's all fucked up. Yeah. And he don't stop.
And he doesn't stop.
He doesn't stop. That whole match, he chased, what's his face? Who is he going up against? Fuck. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Whatever. That Hispanic dude. Anyway, he just kept chasing him around the ring, bro.
Yeah.
He did not. He did not take a single step backwards.
End it, man.
Yeah. I hear him.
Yeah.
I get that.
All right. Jack's news?
Yeah, man.
Jack, what do we got?
All right. So the first thing I'm pulling up here is an article from CNN. The pilot of a Southwest Airlines flight threatened to cancel the takeoff of the flight. Of course, it's going to be Southwest. Because someone on the airline was airdropping nudie photos.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
I got to say, pretty creative. I would have waited until the plane took off.
Yeah.
You do it in the, you know, on the tarmac. I don't know if I would.
Why didn't he do it while the plane was taking off?
No. Just pay the $5, get the Wi-Fi and fucking and send pictures of you.
No, you can still send it as it's taking off. You're connected. It's not one. Like
Yeah, that's true. So the pilot got on and actually gave a warning. It went something like this. I'm quoting, by the way, this is an actual quote. Here's the deal. If this continues while we're on the ground, I'm going to have to pull back to the gate. Everybody's going to have to get off and we're going to have to get security involved. And vacation is going to be ruined.
That's what he said.
Swear to God.
It's always a Southwest flight, too.
Yeah. I love how he has to like turn back.
He must have been a serious guy.
In the car is like, if this doesn't stop, I'm turning this around right now.
Because I guarantee you there's pilots that would have laughed at that. There would be pilots like you and I that would laugh because people do have sense of humor. And I get it. It might be a little crazy. He might have to be a little more serious. He was probably more of the serious guy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they try in the article. They're like, oh, we thought it was going to be dangerous. You know, it was going to one of the what do they call it? Fucking sky waitresses, the flight attendants,
stewardess.
Huh? Yeah, whatever. Sorry if anyone listening.
I like turtles.
So she was like, oh, it could have been a serious issue and whatever. I don't know how serious that is. That's, I mean, is it harassment? Yes, but someone's sending you dick pics. I don't think they're going to, you know, charge the cabin next.
Do you know if he just sent one or, I mean, he was sending it the whole flight?
I'm thinking he said it and sent it a couple times because he got back on the speaker and said, so you folks, whatever the airdrop thing is, quit sending naked pictures and so let's get yourself.
If he would have just shut up, right? Let's be honest. Yeah. If he would have just shut up, I think it probably would have went away. But the fact now, I mean, if the guy or girl, whoever's sending these pictures, because it could be a girl sending dick pics, you never know. Most likely it's a guy.
It's probably some YouTuber.
If he would have just shut up, yeah, like he would have been fine. But the fact that you said it and he has the balls to even do it, he's just going to keep doing it, no?
I would think so. But yeah. I mean, he's a pilot, and not a teacher.
If you're getting offended by this, shut your fucking airdrop thing until the flight's off. You don't need to have your airdrop on, right? You shut it off. Yeah, you don't know what an airdrop is. You're an Android guy.
No, I don't.
I'm an Apple guy. Not that I love Apple. I just think everyone in the world has it, so might as well. If you can't beat them, join them. But I think Androids are better, but Apple is definitely way more secure. Where was I getting at? Yeah, just shut the airdrop off at that point, you know? There's no need to have it on. What are you airdropping? If you're that like me, I would laugh. The whole flight, I would laugh. This would be the greatest part. This would have been my update.
You would be sending back ones of your turds from this morning.
Yeah, I would have sent, I probably would have airdropped my Unfollow Vic QR code to everyone, and they would have been like, it was him. Because, you know, no one believes in the justice system. It's just if you point at that person, it's that person.
Well, speaking of the justice system.
Yeah, but before we get into
it, I don't know why I just fucking scrambled that word up.
Yeah. I mean, the reason why we're bringing up the new justice system in Chicago is because I think Queen Elizabeth was gunned down in Chicago, right? That was Bumblebee news or whatever. Yeah.
Yes. The Queen is now dead.
Yes.
And I don't mean to sound disrespectful. It's not
funny.
No. I don't want to say I don't care.
You could say
that's why it's not news. I just don't care.
Listen. And when somebody dies, you don't have to give a fuck. You understand? Because if you die, you think they give a fuck? And I'm not trying to compare it to left and right. Listen, we know nothing about the Queen. We never visit her. We had no, you know, it's different if Adam Sandler died. I'd be a little heartbroken for a second. Because I watched his movies
and they had a part in our lives.
I could care less about the Queen. I feel bad. You know, I'm not, you know, God rest your soul or whatever you want to. But I don't care to watch. Like, I'm not going to put it on TV for 5 hours and watch it. I'd rather watch the Sunday night football game.
Yes. That makes sense. But there's also, so somebody described it to me like this. We have presidents that are come and go every 4 years. We have a new one, so it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
But if we had somebody that was in power for as long as she has, which was like 70 years, you know, she first was working with fucking Winston Churchill.
Yeah.
It would be a little bit for them. Right. So that's why I'm like, all right, I get why everybody's talking about it, but I don't necessarily care. Though. Yeah. Over there.
Yeah. Because she died. And when the breaking news came out, I was like, dude, this 3 minutes till fucking, I think it was Thursday night football. I said, what the fuck is going on? No, for real. I thought they were going to postpone football for this. And I'm freaking out. I think it was Thursday, right? It was Thursday night football. Yeah, it had to be Thursday night. Yeah, it definitely was Thursday because I was in a good mood. And like all of a sudden I started getting memes like the anchors going, oh, this just in, Queen Elizabeth passes away at 96 years old. And now back to Thursday night football. And I was like, yes. Like literally that was the transition. That's how much they give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like they just have to put it out there just to put it out there. And they had it on Thursday night football, you know, after the national anthem or before the national anthem, they just said, hey, just to let you know, today was the day, like blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right, let's get the kickoff going, man. My blood's been waiting all year for this. We could worry about Queen Elizabeth at 8 in the morning the next day. It's fucking Thursday night football. Everyone else gives Josh Allen, let's go. Buffalo Bills, who?
I do think it's kind of funny, though, that the Queen had to die for the prince to be a king. Like, she had to die before he can get his balls back.
Wait, so it's Queen Elizabeth, right?
Yeah.
And then there's still King Charles, right? Is it King Charles?
Now it's King Charles.
Now it's
before,
king.
So it was forever prince.
Oh, yeah. Prince, okay. And this guy's ready to go any day now, too, right?
Well, he's older. Yeah. He's pretty old.
And then who's next in line? One of the sons?
Yeah.
I heard Meghan got the shit left. End of the, like, the mom, like, the Queen Elizabeth left millions and millions of dollars in jewelry for the son and the son's wife, but the one that are woke, Meghan got fucking, like, nothing.
Yeah, they literally didn't get, nothing. I mean, she's still bragging. She's like, oh, look, I got this. Meanwhile, it's like,
yeah, I don't think she got anything.
Compared to, no, she did. She got like, $102 million worth necklace or some shit.
No, that was the other guy's wife, not Meghan. Meghan got nothing.
Oh, really?
I'm telling you, Meghan got nothing.
She's a victim.
Yeah, because they had a meme. What's that show? What's his name? Howie was on. Howie Mandel. It was the one with the suitcases.
Yeah, yeah. Who wants to? No, not who wants to be a millionaire. No, the pyramid one.
Deal or
no deal.
Deal or no deal. Yeah, they had one of the hot girls open the box. It was $5, and it's like, this is what you get, Meghan. But yeah, we didn't touch down on Chicago.
All right, yeah, so that was because Chicago's a shithole. And no offense to anyone in Chicago, but you know what I mean. And all of Illinois now is planning on taking cash bail away from this new list of offenses.
Yeah.
I'm not really 100% sure how or why they thought this was going to be a good, a good idea. Yeah, because, all right, let me just read you the list of now. You could just walk out, like, same day, you just go in, you've committed one of these crimes, and now you can just leave.
Well, let's rephrase that. It's not leaving. So basically, what Jack is about to say, you can commit these crimes. They're not going to hold you. You're not going to go through the system. What happens is it says here they're going to give them a court date. So you come back. It's a court date. Yeah, it is. And you just come back at a later date to answer for these offenses. The only thing is,
right,
you're about to list what these offenses are. And some of them, it's like, all right, whatever. But most of them are like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, yeah, why aren't
right, so like, the whatever ones? I don't see which ones could possibly be. Okay, so this is a whatever one. Threatening a public official, like, all right, whatever.
No, not at all. What are you kidding me? Threatening? Yeah, I don't know. You're threatening another cop or a firefighter?
It's words. All right. What's the difference between that and this other crime that's on the list? Intimidation.
I don't know. If that's, he's intimidated, yeah, if you're intimidating someone you met at the bar, that's whatever. I mean, people get into bar fights, but if you're purposely, because you know, you see this shit in Chicago, what's going on with those officers and even all the other first responders. No, what they're doing is absolutely disgusting.
Well,
kidnapping, let's get into it. Kidnapping.
No, we'll get into it. Yeah, so those were the whatever ones that I thought were whatever. So you want the big ones?
Kidnapping. I think the listeners want to hear somebody. You could kidnap someone and be out the next, like within that hour or whatever. I don't know how long the paperwork
However takes. Long it takes them to process the paperwork.
Robbery.
Second degree murder. What the fuck?
What the fuck? What world do we live in?
So I don't really know I don't have a huge background in, I don't know, man. When I went through boot camp and A school and everything, it was a long time ago. So second degree murder, that's what? That's when you plan to kill without, or you don't have a plan to kill.
I'm Googling it right now. It says, if you intentionally or recklessly caused the death of another person, you could face homicide charges second degree. If you intentionally... Or recklessly. So I'm guessing recklessly is, I don't know, you drive your car and you kill someone purposely because you were drunk. But whatever, if you intentionally, so I'm going to kill someone tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. I killed them. Second degree murder. Oh yeah, don't worry about it. Here's your court date. Come back in 6 months. Yeah. No, I'll be in I'll be in Wuhan figuring out another way to fuck America.
No, this one has me like, I'm not understanding this because we all see it on TV, all the stores that are like getting robbed, planned robbed, where it's a set. It looks like a movie because they'll block off the streets and then all the people will run in and fucking ransack the place.
Yeah.
I think that happened in California. Well, now in Illinois, in case you wanted to pick up on that, you know, pastime, you want to pick up a new hobby now for burglary.
That's crazy.
Now apparently, or robbery, you could just do that, and then you just got to go to a court date later on. If you're feeling it.
Reading the other ones, you got burglary, you got arson, you got what does it say? Drug induced homicide. So you basically
drug induced homicide
inject someone with heroin, kill them, which probably would lead to rape eventually, right? And
depends if the body's warm.
Yeah. Well. I mean, this is insane. And it's funny too, because I posted this up, right? And I said, this is basically, I mean, it's a Democratic state. It's a blue state.
Yeah.
Well, and one of my old, you know, we're still friends, but we kind of bump heads on this. And I'm like, see, this is like, I put in the bottom of the post. I said, this is, I mean, what do you expect? It's a Democratic state. And he goes, why does everything got to be about Democrats? This has nothing to do with Democrats. Look at the murder per capita. It's a Republic. I'm like, dude. Put that aside. We're not talking about the murder per capita or how many murders have been in the world. I'm talking about right now, starting January 1st, 2023, in Illinois, Chicago. I mean, in Illinois, not Chicago, but in Illinois, if you commit arson, burglary, homicide, second degree murder, robbery, kidnapping, threaten a police or public official, which could be politicians and all that, you're going to get out that very same day and expect it to be back on a court date.
And this is no joke. This is from WFCN News.
These are things where if someone does and you lock them up for 7 years, they're probably going to come out and never do it again. But you're basically saying, you know what? You rob someone. Don't worry about it. You come back in 3 to 6 months. We'll figure it out then. We'll delay your court date because everyone knows how to work the system. And then don't worry. Just do another 5 while you're at it. And then what did New York try to do? New York had that same shit, right? And they go, oh, yeah, if you come to court, we'll give you Yankee tickets and a free drink and pretzel. Fuck these motherfuckers. Yeah. Yeah. Fuck out of here.
That it's going to solve the crime issue, though.
It's not.
I don't think you see the big picture.
No.
Okay, you need to expand your mind. Yeah. Okay. If you person go who just committed second degree murder.
Yes.
What are the chances they're going to do it again?
Yeah. I mean, they intentionally thought about doing it. Now they did it. So that's it. It's over. What about if they want to kill now the whole family?
We got to, I don't know, man.
Democrats, blue states, expect this. Like, I feel like they're trying to dismantle, which they do say, we're going to dismantle the police department. We're going to dismantle the whole state so they can buy property. Because, you know, everything goes down when you start putting these
everybody's
into
leaving
effect.
California.
Yeah, everyone's
right
going to leave
California.
Yeah, everyone's flying out of California. New York, Chicago, Illinois will be next. What? And then now, you think you're going to buy all that property and then turn it back? No, because it'll take so much time to where now Texas is going to be the new New York. I think Vegas is already, and it's pretty small, but give me something. What's next? Like Colorado might be the new fucking new windy city. You know what I mean? Like
these, well,
Colorado's still blue, but I don't think they're this bad. You know what I meant? Like other states are going to get to shine. New York is going to be like a fucking, I don't know. Like nothing anymore. I mean, I know we have.
No,
it is crazy the buildings we have, but who gives a fuck? I can't stand people that want to come to New York to, oh, wow, New York is the greatest. Shut the fuck up. No, it ain't. We're good for pizza. And if you need a bodega at 5 a.m. because you're hammered. Other than that, New York sucks.
That's why when people come to visit me, I instantly grab their phones, download them the fucking MTA app. And I'm like, here, this is how you get around.
I haven't took a train in like 18 years, dude.
Let me know how your day went, but I'm not going. I'm It ain't worth it to me. You want to go.
Anyways. What do we got, Jack? Take it away.
I just want to thank everybody for tuning in.
No, you don't.
No, I do. I do. Love every single one of you. And I want to thank you for helping me. Help you put on this awesome show. And till next time.
Till next time. Yeah, that's Unfollow Vic. You can hit us up on Instagram, YouTube, We're everywhere where podcasts can be heard. Besides Pandora, we're still working on that. I'm not really working on it. It is what it is. I don't think no one really even uses Pandora to begin with. It's Spotify or Apple. Google too. iHeartRadio. But yeah, YouTube send us music. A message. Season 3. It's been good. We'll see you next week. Enjoy football. And that's about it. Peace.
Peace.